Do you want to do more than follow orders? Think outside of the box and manifest your dreams? Then you've come to the right show. Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Holding Down the Fort by U.S. VetWealth. I'm your host, Jen Amos, a Gold Star daughter, veteran spouse, and entrepreneur. For season 8, we continue our wonderful partnership with the Rosie Network to highlight motivational stories of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. We're also excited to showcase our partnership with Blue Water Advisors. Well, we have a lot in store for you this season, so let's get started. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here at Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth in partnership with the Rosie Network and Blue Water Advisors. And this episode is it's a Thursday episode. Very exciting because for anyone that is looking to learn more about tips and tricks on employment opportunities for post-military life, this is the conversation for you. Every Thursdays we talk about employment. Every Mondays we talk about entrepreneurship, all in the name of sharing motivational stories to you of personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy in our military community. So for episode 197, once again, I take a step back from hosting to feature my husband's show, Take a Knee Tuesdays, with his co-host and our business partner, Mike Wallace from Blue Water Advisors. In this conversation, in part two, they continue to discuss how to leverage LinkedIn to strategically build your professional network. And so this description for the day is short and sweet, continuing from episode 195. So if you are listening to this show for the first time, and this is the first episode you're listening to, I highly recommend that you go back to episode 195, so two episodes back, because this is part two of that conversation. Scott and Mike discuss LinkedIn engagement tips for military retirees seeking employment. They also stress the benefits, power, and importance of networking. So if you are actively trying to find a job, these are the conversations to listen to, you know, every Thursdays with Scott and Mike. And I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. I will come back in the post commentary. Enjoy this conversation, whether you're listening to it via podcast or on YouTube, because we're available on YouTube, and you can find that by checking out the show notes of this episode. All right, enjoy.
So two things I want to back up and just, you know, as we're talking about networking. People come up and they often go, Mike, in fact, I just got an email today, if you can believe this. At the end of our cohorts, we send out a networking connection document. So everybody in your cohort, everybody at the lunch roundtable, all of our corporate partners, all of our senior leaderships, we give a great breakout on everybody's LinkedIn profile, their email address. This is your catch shot into the Blue Water Network. I literally got an email from a member today saying, Mike, what am I supposed to do with this? And I'm like, I'm not even really sure. I was kind of taken back by that question. I'm like, wow, really? Like, these are individuals, many of them, that are stepping into career progression just like you, and the power of meeting them and asking them any question. Hey, have you had any luck getting a hold of a company or an individual at, you fill in the blank, company X, Y, or Z, right? That's getting over your paranoia. Networking is a contact sport. You have to get out there and engage people. And so they sometimes don't even know where to start when they're pursuing a company. And this is what I'll tell people. I go, you know, especially for senior military, I encourage you to go back and look at your network, because you may actually be connected to somebody who is now with the company that you're pursuing. That happens frequently, Scott. We lose track. We know, you know, track of our network. We know a lot of people, but I didn't keep up with it for 25 years. And now all of a sudden I realize the guy I went to college with, I go, holy cow, I didn't realize you were, you know, an executive director at company X, Y, or Z. And I had no idea because I didn't check. Well, step one is, if you're pursuing a company, I want you to go back to your network and refresh your own networking connections. Find out, are you actually connected with somebody at the company or not, right? That's step one. Because if you are, that is a great first step to refresh that connection, right? So step number one. Step number two, if you've exhausted your own network and you don't know, right, anybody there, I want you to look for those points of contact that you want to get, you know, in touch with and find the go-between, right? Hey, I want to talk to Steve Wieman, but I don't know Steve Wieman, but I know Scott Tucker. Scott Tucker knows Steve Wieman. So I'm going to go to you, Scott, and I'm going to say, Scott, could you introduce me to Steve? And oh, by the way, it's more than this. Hey, here's a little bit about me, and here's why I'm interested in meeting Steve. And if you would tee that up in a connection, I'd really appreciate it. And of course you will. So do I know the person directly? Refresh it. If I don't, find a go-between and never pass up an opportunity to get introduced to somebody, right? That's very important. And then the last is the cold call. And I think our members in networking just really discount this far, far too much. We have seen over the last 3 years, our membership have great success with a structured approach to cold calling individuals as they're in pursuit of their next success. But I emphasize structured approach, right? And we have our video tutorial on how to do this, right, on our website. And I would absolutely encourage for our members to log back on and check our content periodically because we do update that. But review that in this case because it absolutely walks you through that structure on how to best engage individuals in the landscape that you don't know, that nobody in your network is able to introduce you to. And this is how you can best your chances to engage these individuals, right? So really, it's kind of a three-step approach. But Scott, it's so important. You have to network. And the last thing I'm going to say, kind of a pet peeve of mine, I have individuals come back to me frequently and they said, Mike, I was interested in pursuing Ernst & Young, or I was interested in pursuing a consulting job at KPMG or some company. And I go, okay, well, Blue Water, we connected you with a couple of individuals. Did you have those conversations? Well, yeah. And I go, well, how did it go? He goes, well, I talked to him and then it was over and that was it. Like, you're completely missing the point. And I go all the way back to what you started with. We're overthinking this. It's not a one or a zero. This is a meeting. This is a conversation. I now have a relationship with you. It's not just a one touch and you're done. You need to stay engaged. And yeah, there is a little bit of an art to staying engaged with somebody, but not being too intrusive with it, right? But that's important. One contact is rarely going to result in a job offer for you. You've got to have depth in that company. And I want everybody out there to treat networking points of contact like flotation devices. Imagine you're in the middle of the ocean, you're hanging on to a networking, you know, point of contact, and that's the only thing that's keeping you afloat. I don't want you to let go of that until you're hanging on to another one. And the point I would make is, as you're having these networking conversations, as we wind down our time, Scott, I would just say, hey, Scott, I really enjoyed the conversation. I really learned a lot about the culture and environment. Appreciate you shedding some light on, you know, fit opportunities and, you know, next steps. Thank you very much. Who else, Scott, would you be recommending that I talk to in the company that could shed some more light on this? Don't leave that conversation until you get another flotation device, right? So you're working for that next handoff, right? And if you treat each networking connection the same, now you're one, now you're two, now you're four, now you're eight, right? You with me? I mean, you are networked deep into a company. That's what you need to be striving for.
You know, my strategy in talking with someone in this kind of corporate environment, it's like I would require myself to come out of that conversation with a personal connection, like with something that I've found in there that I can relate to them. And maybe it won't happen every single time, but I'm going to go in with that mindset, whether it's location. Now, hey, I'm well-traveled. I've read all sorts of weird. I always have something that I can kind of chat with somebody about. And, you know, I think that's gotten me more follow-up calls than anything. Because it's like, well, I've chatted a little bit. I'm like, oh, I know this, you know, really cool thing, you know, the website for whatever. This great book you should read on that topic. Yeah. And then at the end,
the commonalities, right?
Right. So then I can follow up with something that has nothing to do with the thing that's my ask. It's literally just some unique random thing that might be useful to them. And then it's that little bit is where now it's a personal relationship. And, you know, if you've read Cialdini's book of Persuasion, you know, there's reciprocation now. And it's just by having just a mindset of I'm going to genuinely try to find something useful to connect with this person about, not even asking about the company or anything. Like, oh, you'd like to ski? Oh, wow. Where? I went there. Yep. I mean, everybody likes to talk about themselves and their experience. So
absolutely.
Allow that conversation to happen. Let them talk.
You bet, right? Get them to talk about themselves, right? And for those that have watched our video tutorial, and Scott, you and I have stepped into this and looked at this a lot, you know, LinkedIn is a powerful tool when you kind of use it in this fashion, right? You want to, you know, I mean, I think the example that we've talked about in the past, you want to look at a company like Microsoft or Shell Oil, and it's got millions of people in it. You're like, okay, Mike, that's not very helpful. But then you start filtering it out with those commonalities that you just started hitting on. I want to know people, in your case, that were in the Army. I want to know people that, you know, went to the academy. I want to know people that live in the state or city that you're in, right? In other words, you're going to filter that list of millions of people by things that are important to you that are going to allow you to inject into that conversation. And now all of a sudden, when you filter that list, now you get 13 people. I mean, it happens just that quick. And those are 13 people in that company that were in the Army, that went to the academy just like you did, that graduated, that live in the same city that you, and maybe are also passionate about some other things. Whatever you filter with, that's your list of injects as you're having that networking conversation, because you're 100% spot on, right? It builds that bond in 30 minutes. You have an expectance of reciprocation, right? The individual wants to now help you. He kind of sees you more than just another face on a screen, and that's that important next step. Listen, members that don't embrace this and understand this are missing a huge opportunity. You and I know, in fact, I tell people the single most important thing that's going to lead to, you know, turning your vision of success into reality is networking. That is the single most important thing. And people that are good at it do well with it, and people that resist it, it just slows the process.
Well, here's, we'll leave it on one LinkedIn hack that for those willing to invest in themselves can maybe speed up that process you were just talking about a little bit. And the goal is to start a conversation, right? Yeah. A one-on-one conversation. Now, you know, having the skill set to make that conversation worthwhile, that's another part of networking. But first trick is to get in the door, right? So how do you get the attention to get in the door a little bit? And what I found to be the most useful, when again, we're talking about adding value. And so if we want to add value on the call by being personal, that's one thing. But how do we add value to increase the likelihood that they're going to get on a call with you? Well, using your filtering technique, if we've also invested in the one of the extra components, I think it might be only available through Sales Navigator. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But what might it be worth to you to invest $79 a month or whatever it is, you know, to get a better job? When you're doing the filters, you now have access to a filter where you can filter by people who have posted on LinkedIn within the last 90 days or something.
Wow.
So now, let's say you came back with, you know, you went for an industry, whether it's the general defense contracting industry. You want to talk to a bunch of people for a bunch of different companies. You don't know which company you want to work at, but you kind of get an idea of who you need to be talking to. But of all the project managers or hiring managers or whoever, VPs or CEOs, that's who you should probably be trying to connect with.
Yeah.
You could talk to the CEO. Why not go for the CEO? Well, here's how you connect with the CEO. Two-pronged approach. One, filter by all the CEOs in these types of companies who actually are active posting on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And if they're like me and Mike, when you comment on their posts, they're going to notice it and appreciate it, because every time you comment it, they know how the thing works and they know that LinkedIn will now send their post to more people, especially if you comment. You know,
I love that, Scott. And let me just say something just really quick, short point, because I'm sure we've got members out there that are listening in. They're going, oh, I get it. This is an adult Facebook and that's what you're doing. Wrong. You're missing the point completely. This is about you publicly showing that you're building your brand and educating yourself on what's going on in their environment, right? In that industry, in that company. And that is invaluable. That is invaluable.
If you leave, this was an old Gary Vee strategy for Twitter, is you just leave your 2 cents. He called it the $1.80 a day strategy. Leave your 2 cents 90 times a day. That's a little excessive on LinkedIn, I think. But if you're leaving genuine comments among the type of people you'd like to be connected with, obviously not Microsoft CEO, but there's levels that you can, you know, comment with. But if the person's only got a dozen or so other commenters, you don't stalk them. But on a genuine post, especially if they post often, and then their other like connections are going to start seeing those comments as well. And then you comment on their posts. And all of a sudden, you're just one of the known people. Now, to enhance that, make posts yourself. And because if, you know, once you actually make the connection request, because you're, if you're leaving comments on them, on their posts, and you may send a connection request, more likely they're going to connect with you. So if you're also posting, you know, most people are posting. Only 1% of the people do any posting. So if you're connected with a CEO level person, and they're only connected with about 1,000 people. So if you're doing posting, you're one of 10 people showing up in their feed every day. So over time, it's just advertising. You just see the same headlines over and over again. That's just how it works. So you got to play the game. The game's LinkedIn, you know, being active and being usefully active, not a stalker, obviously. So there's tactics and strategy in there, and I'm happy to share.
You bet. Hey, you threw out one of your favorite hacks. I'll riff off of that, and I'll kind of throw out one of my favorite hacks. So the listening audience is getting all kinds of insight here today. For those individuals, and I think you might agree, right? They stepping into career progression, it's intimidating to post, right? I mean, we're not typically used to that. We go, oh my gosh, I want to post something. And what if I say something crazy or stupid or whatever, you know? And so it's baby steps, right? To Scott's point, you step up, somebody else posts, make a comment on it. It doesn't have to be big. Hey, I really appreciate it. Thanks for posting that. It was great insight, right? Whatever it happens to be. Now, to my hack. Let's say you're engaging the CEO like that, and this is a company filled full of people that you think, wow, I would really like to aspire to kind of, you know, be in that environment. I would like to work with these people. Let's say maybe now down the chain, right, you've got a senior director or a program manager and somebody that you've been engaged in. You've had a couple of conversations, but people come to me often. They go, yeah, Mike, I don't want to keep requesting a 30-minute, you know, discussion with this person just to keep my networking active. How about this? CEO, to your point, post something about their company, culture, industry, whatever it happens to be. You comment on it, but then when you comment on it, you tag, right? You with me? You tag that other director that you had a conversation with 2 weeks prior and just say, hey, Scott, I thought you might find this very interesting. Posted by CEO Steve Wieman. You know, I thought it was a great article, great read. It resonated with kind of what we talked about a little bit in our conversation, right? Something just very subtle, right? And you push it out there. Think about that. That lets senior leadership know you're plugged in. You're now taking the message that they pushed out, right? And you're pushing it back and you're staying current. I love that hack. And more often than not, I'll get responses from people that I had informational or networking conversations with in the prior, right? It works masterfully well.
No, I love the, I mean, tagging, you don't want to abuse tagging people in posts, but in comments, when it's like generally like, oh, this person could actually add a useful comment, like everybody wins because the other viewers are going to now hear a more insightful comment. So the fact that you didn't just say, nice post. And you said, actually, you know, and honestly, don't fight with the people. You know, I hate it when people kind of get in like little face. I know it's adult Facebook, and so we can have our opinions. But it's like, you know, if we say yes and, the old improv technique of saying yes and, like yes and this, and oh, by the way, this person would have some great thoughts on it. Like that's what LinkedIn wants. LinkedIn wants a conversation on their platform that's genuinely useful for all involved. So that's the game, you know, to easily get your name. You know, the next trick is having a good headline and then a good profile and all those things.
We can talk about your show,
right,
man? The brand.
But no, awesome.
Left and right here today, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely want to build on this. This is obviously, you know, beyond the typical, how do I get a job and what do I do with my finances? The whole point of what do I mean by personal branding? What do I want? Who do I want to communicate with? How do I communicate with them to get what I want? What do I want? You know, tie in that ask, what's the point of the money if we don't know that part of it? You know, and so what I'd like to do is put together kind of a mastermind or a little master class where, you know, give me 5 or 6 people here initially to kind of beta test some ideas. So people be interested in that because I think you know, you said your challenge is having, you know, never gives a whole nother course. You know, how to do this. I think we could potentially teach a couple different approaches. I'm brainstorming as we speak. But
I would argue we don't do it well initially. We live through some awkward pain.
So that's what we want to get over. We're not going to teach you how to, you know, how to do networking 101. And no, what are the quick wins? that we could do just to have you reframe the whole networking conversation and just not have it be awkward or uncomfortable or feeling needy or feeling like you're bothering somebody? Like, what are some of the easy hacks to get around those doors? Whether it's, hey, just going through the Blue Water Networker who is already there, or some of those examples we just talked about, just to show up easier and allow things to come to you more. I'd love to share those ideas in a small group environment. Yeah.
We could turn on it again next week and kind of, you know, if we want to do a small group kind of a masterclass or whatever, because I really, in my heart of hearts, after 3 years watching this and execution, it's intuitively obvious to me that many of our members are resistant to networking or don't fully understand the benefit of networking or don't realize the power in networking, right? Or what it's going to do for you or how it racks and stacks as far as level of importance, right?
That's what I want to do. I'm going to put together a survey and I'll get your feedback on a couple questions. Maybe, you know, try to keep it less than 10 questions, maybe only five. Yeah. But to try to glean, we'll have some open-end questions, but also kind of glean, hey, yeah, what are the priorities when it comes to networking? You know, what are the main challenges? And again, not that you and I have all the answers, but we might be a step ahead on where to find some of the answers or how to rethink about it or, you know, just connect some things there. So, yeah, anyways, this is a kind of a good, I know we're just kind of wrapping up on an idea, but hey, that's the idea of the show.
All right. Well, tell me, wrap me up just real quick. Any highlights going on in your neck of the woods?
Yes, we've got Jen's podcast will be coming out soon, Holding Down the Fort. So check that out. We got a bunch of episodes out. We interviewed Tom Welsh and Tori about the Tiki Boat. By the way, we should totally, here's definitely something I want to do. I don't know if we'll be able to do it here in the fall because Tori said he got booked up like crazy. But let's definitely, I'll sponsor it or whatever, but let's get, you know, you and me and a handful of you know, local people and again, our network where we want to kind of talk about what Blue Water's up to and obviously what US Boat Wealth is up to, but here in the local community, just do it right there on the Tiki Boat.
So, That'd be fun.
So, yeah. Tori, if you're listening to this, you know, I got to reach out to you and find.
Open up the spot, Tori.
When we could do that. Cause, you know, I want to find, you know, connect with other local business owner types, you know, whether or not they're military transition related or not.
Yeah.
Cause I think, you know, obviously, you know, as we spread the word of kind of what we're up to, it'll, it's also good to get outside of our common circles a little bit. Cause everybody knows a retiree who's not tapped in on LinkedIn. You know, not everybody's on LinkedIn, believe me.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Tom Marsden, right? He's a VP over at Marathon Consulting right down here at Town Center, right? And many members realize, right, they're going to be instrumental in taking our Blue Water digital efforts, right, and moving that down range. So we're really excited for members in the future. You're going to have a Blue Water digital platform. And some of you are tracking what that means, but what that is basically going to do for members is, you know, individuals go through and become very locked in with the cohort and the lunch roundtable and the partner professionals. Blue Water Digital is going to bridge that gap from your cohort to the 35 other cohorts that are out there, right? That are up in DC and Pensacola, San Diego, you know, here in the Virginia Beach area. And you're going to be able to see that larger extended network. And you're going to be able to see that larger extended network on who is where. Right. Where they have landed. Do they have a landing report? Are they available to connect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And that technology is going to bring all of that together. So we're really excited. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got so many different experiences on the platform, not only just for members, but for our corporate partners. Our career progression consultants are going to have an experience on there. So it's just going to be good for all of us all the way around. We're really excited about that. So thanks to Tom and the Marathon guys down there for taking it to the next step. So we're excited.
Oh, very cool. Well, hey, I've been pushing you to be, well, that's why we're on here. I want to get Mike Wallace at digital and cool. Well, I also want to have, you know, the digital component of this on the Blueprint platform as well. So that'll build out as well. And all right, man. Good stuff. Lots of cool topics we can build on for the future. But, you know, hit us up if you'd be interested in doing a kind of a networking masterclass. You know, obviously, you're going to reach out to people anyways. But
yeah,
I think that would be
a lot of fun.
Nice,
a lot
nice
of
value add.
a lot of good insight.
All right. Well, we will.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Okay.
You bet. Cheers.
Hey, this is your host, Jen Amos. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Holding Down the Fort by U.S. Vet Wealth. Visit holdingdownthefortpodcast.com to access the full show notes of this episode, including resources mentioned and bonus content. Once again, that's holdingdownthefortpodcast.com. Lastly, stay after this outro music for something a little extra. Thanks again and chat soon. Bye for now. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the post commentary of episode 197 with Scott and Mike for their live show, Take a Knee Tuesdays. This was part two of a part two series. The first part was episode 195. And if this is your first time listening, I do want to remind you that these are replays from months ago. And the reason why we are sharing them is to give you a balance of entrepreneurial and employment stories, especially for our military retirees seeking economic opportunities in post-military life. While most of the show has been focused around entrepreneurship, we wanted to have a balance now with sharing employment tips and tricks. And we are so fortunate to be doing that with Mike Wallace. Of course, if you are a transitioning service member that is looking for employment opportunities, you can always learn more about Blue Water Advisors by checking out the show notes of this episode. You can, you know, check out their website. You can connect with Mike Wallace on LinkedIn. These are real people sharing real stories. I mean, it may be outdated. Some things may be outdated, but Mike Wallace is very much still doing the hustle of being a career progression consultant for our military retirees seeking employment in post-military life. Also, I like sharing these because I want to show you that it takes a village to be in business, and you get to peek in and see what my husband does, his style of working, his style of interviewing and having conversations and live streaming, and, you know, see the ever evolving process of our entrepreneurial journey. So I hope that you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed it so far, especially if you've been watching this in chronological order or listening, of course. And if you want to stay up to date with Take a Knee Tuesdays, you can always subscribe to our company's YouTube channel, which is USVW TV. That's USVW as in US Vet Wealth, USVW TV. Until then, I hope that you'll join me on our free portal, which is available at holdingonthefortpodcast.com/portal. You can have access to all of our bonus content there, including our private podcast, Inside the Fort, where I give more candid commentaries on, you know, anything and everything. It's a mixed bag of things. And if you're into that, again, free membership. You can opt out anytime. No big deal. You know, our goal here at US Vet Wealth and my personal goal is to just continue to offer free resources and education and inspiration to our military community, especially those who value personal growth, financial awareness, and autonomy. So anyway, that's it. I'm done for now. Thanks for listening. And I hope you have a great weekend. And we'll talk again on Monday. Take care.